All right, we're going to hopefully finish the Mesamah Zion today. We're up to Sif Lamed Gimel. I assume they're having a Chanukah Shachris upstairs. They're still not down, but okay. All right, Mesamah Zion, we're up to Lamed Gimel. We're coming to the end of the Siman. Although the end usually is like Shayarok is halachas that are on the periphery of a siman, here it's vakarit. Here the end is sort of the payday. It comes to the main dinim of shmita. First lamed gimel and lamed dal together. Nevin adam loy mepruzvul hayaliva avad. Someone goes to a din Torah. And he says, Yomi Mani. And he says, what do you mean? Shemitah passed. So he said, I had a prusbul. He says, show it to me. Neman adam loy me prusbul hayaliva avad. A person's neman to say that he had a prusbul.
Listen, why is that to show a prusbul? If he says that he's Mikhail, it's up to him. If he wants to collect it, he wants to collect it over. But he can't say that. You take away his...
It's a legitimate question. So let's see. The question is a good question. When we began, I told you that there's a machlokes how Shemitah works. If it's what we call Afkata de Malka, that the Torah is Mafkia the Chayv doesn't exist. Or if it's Afkata de Gavra, if the person has a mitzvah to be Mafkia the Chayv. Sif Lamed Gimel, I guess, is Mashma, that it's Afkata de Malka, that the Torah is Mafkia the Chayv. That's easier the way to learn. So you're telling me pay. I say, what do you mean? The Torah is mafkia the chayv. Now we're gonna have to understand it both ways, but let's at least begin. Neman adam loy meprusbul hayaliva avad. A person's believed to say I had a prusbul and I lost it. Listen to this. Ela shapaisin loy shema prusbul hayalachava avad. Hemamakei neman. He's tayveya him, and he doesn't say anything. He says shmita passed. So Bezos says to him, maybe you had a prusbul? He said, oh, yeah, I had a prusbul. Like it's, they lead him on. Oh, yeah, what's a prusbul? It's a very, very... Ramav, imloi poskuloi ha-bezdin. Bezdin didn't do it. V'yotzim ha-bezdin. He left Bezdin. V'chazer, when he came back, v'amar, he said, prusbul ha-yali. Im kaidim psak din neman. It's sort of psak as a right to taina. Avalum ulacha psak din ene neman. But once the psak din is over, he's not believed. So here, we have to understand what's going on here, that we give a person a neman is to say that he had a shtar chayv, and not only that, we suggest it. So we're going to learn two possible explanations. The first is Sma, Nun Hei. And the Sma, Nun Hei is the main one we're going to work with. Neman Adam Loimer. Okay, it's five lines to the bottom. Hatam, why do we believe a person to say it? The Chazaka Hu De Lo Yishavik In Hashetera V'Achal Yisura. It says, Prozbul is an easy thing. Why would a person not do a Prozbul and be ever Nisa to be Tevei Achayit? Chazakahu the loy shavik in jeter of achli sur bevada yimsish to raise the bezdin a kasulai prosvul. So he says vada it's going to happen. So we have this chazaka here meaning an umdina that a from yid writes a prosvul. Vaydami the mashe kasav ator of mechaber simisam of us if you laughed in adam nem aloy mishtak kinyan hayali kasav by knilach iu v'chashi budeh v'vadatia. It's not like in Siman Samachvav where other tainis, where a person can't just taina had a shtar, we don't believe him. Shani hasam de la biyadayhu. Prusbul is unilateral. A person could go write a prusbul on his own. Since it's unilateral, l'shavik et hetera, why wouldn't he do it? Shtar kinyan, both sides have to agree. So de la biyadayhu. Some that two sides have to agree, it's not biyadayhu. Maybe the seller didn't agree to such a star. Or maybe the Baal HaShtar lost the shtar, this person found it, and someone else is going to find out. But contrary, shtar chayim v'adei shalayu u'bididayat yal yimil salim salim bezen chayv asai v'stoma asa. Okay, so you hear what he's saying? That it depends. If, when do we say chazak alay shavak isura, hetei revav and isura? If I can do it on my own. First of all, I can do it on my own. Since I can do it on my own, so we automatically assume that there was a prosbul. But she ain't kain a shtar with the other fellow. If I do a shtar with somebody else, I have to get his agreement. Somebody I need his agreement, there's no chazaka that I did it on my own. That's the din. Now, well, it's simple to have a bezi. They have bati dinim all over. You give it to them. They don't have to make a decision. As I can do it on my own. I go to a bezi and I give it to them. Nobody needs to make a decision that he could stop me from doing a prosbul. Okay? Now, if I want to do a deal with you and make it tonight, you have to agree in that type of thing. So he says in the next line, Bishamachi, Kosu Atorva Mechaber, two lines on the bottom of the sma, Besiv Sha'achazesh, Shenemalay Mitanai Haya, Bemigu. We're going to learn in a minute to say there was a Tanai in the Shtar, it needs a Migu. Avalay Migu, Mekayachai Taima, just to say, Tanai Haya, he says, I made a Tanai, I'm not Shalai Tashmitaini. Something that you have to get the other fellow to agree to you, so that you can't have it. You know, you're not neman. What?
Unilateral.
If it's something that's unilateral, that you could do. This is the smart.
Why do we have confirmed the best? The
principal? I usually don't remember. If somebody keep a written record is one thing. But who remembers who gave a prosbul, who didn't give a prosbul? What? But person doesn't keep a record, but they give him a shtar. He's claiming he lost a shtar. Losing a shtar, I'm always suspicious. Why would you lose a shtar? It's a chiddush here that Leshavak Terev Avid Isura.
So every time it's there.
What? So since we consider it likely that he did a prosbul, we suggest it to him. We see, it's a funny thing in Beis Din that we always sort of, you know, I'll tell you, you're not supposed to teach them complicated tainus, but simple things, it's called Pesach Picha Le'ilayim. We try to help a person along with something that people freeze in Beis Din. People, what? Okay, the Maisa, that's not the reason brought here. The reason that the Smash says is because of this reason. I guess they felt it's enough that prosbuls are available. Everyone has a prosbul, it's no big deal. It's not going to stop Chaydus. What?
People put things off, they delay, they procrastinate. Like somebody ignores that.
You know how people procrastinate, but when it comes to protecting your money, people usually, it's an easy thing to do. Everybody writes prosbuls. Today people even don't know they have chayvus, they just write prosbuls. Yeah.
Basically, keeps a record of all
gittin
they did. There's no record of basin of all sati din they did or prosbuls.
Lamai said the bati din don't keep a record of prosbuls. Okay, whatever the reason may be. The gittin they do and the prosbuls they don't.
We don't
ensure. Oh, yeah, we do ensure, certainly. The Rambam has a totally different reason. It's a strange thing. I'll tell you where it comes from. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Chavdal, when he brings this in, he says, Im hayali v'avad ne'amon, person says, I had a prosbul, I lost these beliefs. You know why? Shemizman ha-sakona ve'eloch. What does that mean? Zman ha-sakana ve'eloch. Explain. Shagazur ha-goyim ala mitzvus. V'nisyaru la-hazik prusbaleim. There was a time, it's a sugging subis. The Gemara says there was a time they made a gezeira against religion. And people were afraid to hold religious documents. The Gemara there is talking about even a get. That people used to lose their shtarais. Hayu mechrach ha-sarfai. Now, Kibishivar Hurgalu Shlaishmar Prozol Aim Bizarre Yasa. You know Rambam's reason. Rambam says totally left field reason. Actually, it's a Gemara. There are two Gemaras. One is in Ksuvis and one is in Gittin. The Gemara in Ksuvis says this reason for a Prozbul. That a person's Naaman because Mishasa Sakana Ve'eloch, people were not careful with their Prozbuls. Gemara in Gittin gives the reason that we have here. Leshavik Ketera Vavid Isura. A person does a Prozbul, why wouldn't he? Now we're going to learn in the Sifim to come, the nafkaminis between them. It's very, very strange that the Rambam brings this Gemara. In Gittin it's mashma that it's Talian Amachlaikis. The Chachamim hold the Shavek Ketera Vavid Isura. And Shem Gamliel is one, there's a Dasi Achid who disagrees, and he's understood to be the Gemara there. So the first year Rambam Amatmiya on the Rambam. And they believe in it Tzarechian. There's one line here in Rav Chaim Kanevsky, which I'm not really familiar with. He wants to answer the Rambam. Listen to the language. Rabbeinu Nimshach B'Za'achar HaYushalmi Kedarkai. Do you ever hear of this? Familiar with such a thing? It says, the Rambam in this followed the Yushalmi Kedarkai. It's the derech of the Rambam to follow the Yushalmi? Maybe it means when there's a machlekes in the Bavli, he follows the Yushalmi. I don't know. But, what? He says Kedarka, Nishra Hashabi Kedarka, and you show me it's mashma this reason. You show me the Rambam's there. Sounds like the Rambam's there. Okay. So anyway, we have the Shitas Rambam, which our Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring, and we're gonna go with what it says here. It's just it's an interesting thing that you open the Rambam, he has a totally different reason. So we're going to go to reason of Leshavik Heter Vavri Sura, and so far we're in good shape. Okay? So a person's Nemetse has a Prozbul. We assume people write Prozbuls. Certainly in our day and age, we can understand that. Everybody, Rosh Hashanah next year, everyone's going to have the Sataras Nedarim, they're all going to do Prozbuls. Not the Lubavitches. Lubavitches do Erev Yom Kippur. Sataras Nedarim. They don't do Erev Rosh Hashanah. They do Erev Yom Kippur. It's too light to write a Prozbul then. So I hope they remember to write the Prozbul. But yes, you do a Tosa Dorim in the shul, we're going to have Prozbuls. You know, it's like 2 for the price of 1. What?
If there's no person, it won't work.
Well, we said somehow you can do with Shtei Eidim, you need at least 2 Eidim. Right? We had the shul Mara said that Bikur Eidim, you don't need a Bezi, you need 2 witnesses. So, okay. Alright, so Simba Gimel is not a difficult sif. It's a chiddush, but it's not difficult. People are believed to say that they had a prozbul. Sif lamidalit. Im omar hamal v'tnai hoye beinayinu. The malva says, you know, I didn't write a prozbul. But I know the halacha, so I made it tonight. Shalai tashmiteini shviyas. You can do that. You can say, I'm not shalai tashmiteini bishviyas, you should say. Oy, hakofas chanosaya. Well, he says, this money isn't owed to me from a loan. This is credit for a purchase. And we learned that purchase credit, the Shemitah is not Misham. Oy, Mishar Devarim. Well, some other reason that Shias Hashem Tasai. He says, whatever, it was a Psak Bezdin that you have to give me money. It wasn't a loan. Now listen to what it says. Neman b'migu. Dibayam aprozbul hayaliva avad. He's Neman with a migu. So you got to brush off the recesses of your brain and remember we learned yeshiva. That's amigo. You believe in Taina A because you could have said Taina B. What went with Taina B? And therefore you believe with Taina A. Okay, Frank, what are you saying? Equal Taina is also work. Equal Taina is also work, amigo. I believe with A. I could have said B. I could have said I had a prozbul. I lost it. So it must be true that I made it tonight.
That's
very good. So the Sma says, why do I need a migu? Why don't I just say Leshavak Heter Vavid Isura? Why do I need a migu? Says because the other person has to agree. Since it's a case where the other person has to agree, so you can't say maybe the other person didn't agree. So therefore you need a migul. That's what it says. He doesn't have to produce the prosbul. He's believed to say, I don't remember about a prosbul. So any time a person finds a shtar later, he's believed. Any time a person finds new evidence in Beis Din, he's believed. Now it's interesting, there is a sugya in the Gemara of Zilus and the Beis Din. If you remember, there are cases where the Gemara says Beis Din doesn't change his psak because Zilus is a zilzul to Beis Din. And Rav Moshe, the Dibris Moshe, says, what's going on? Zilus and the Beis Din? A person loses a din Torah and then he finds witnesses. It's a zilzul to Beis Din. So Rav Moshe makes the point that every zilus de Beis Din in the Gemara, every zilus de Beis Din is a case where the final psak is not a vadai psak. The Gemara says zilus de Beis Din, I bring two witnesses, you owe me money. And then you bring two witnesses that you don't owe me money. So it's trey v'trey. Now, how we both brought two witnesses originally, trey v'trey, Beis Din would say you don't have to pay. Here, Beis Din said you do have to pay. And now, because of trey v'trey, they say I don't pay. Zakra Moshe, the only time we say we don't, that zilus de Beis Din, we don't change a psak, is where the final psak is a suffix, is unclear. Now, the final psak, we're going to say, look, we said you have to pay. Now it's trey v'trey. What does trey v'trey mean? It's two witnesses against two witnesses. So we don't know what to do. Two against two, we retract our psak, we can't pass it. That's a zilzul to Beis Din. To change a psak and end up with, I'm going from I know to I don't know, that's a zilzul. Why would Beis Din go to I don't know? Well, why? But generally, for Beis Din to change a psak, there's no zilzul to Beis Din. For Beis Din to say, oh, there's new evidence, we change a psak. That's not a zilzul. That's not zilus de Beis Din. That's not a zilzul in Beis Din. And what? Okay, so Adam Zayman, that's called for sure. That's not called trey v'trey. Whatever the reason is, that's not trey v'trey. What Ramesh is saying is all the cases of zilus de Beis Din and Shas are where it ends up a suffix. Yeah, with the end psak is better than saying I don't know how you can learn without this nekuda from Rav Moshe. I don't know how you can learn zilus de Beis Din. There are plenty of cases in Shas where witnesses came and other witnesses came and other rayas came. You always open up the case if you have more proof. And someone showed me, and there's a Ritvan Bava Basra that said, Ritvan Bava Basra is a recent, fairly recent discovery, who says it in three words. He says, Zilus de Beis Din, he says, I think, Hechad HaPsak have a Misafik. And that's his Lashon. When the final Psak is a Safik Psak, then we say Zilus. But anyway, getting back here. So what do we have here? That a person is Nema with a Migul. Now, one of the big rules of Migul that you should have remembered, Migul Lohaitzi Lai Amrina, rings a bell. Migul lahaitzi lai amrina. It's one of the big klalim of migul that doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara Beferish, but Taisa says all over Shas. Taisa explains the Gemara all over that migul lahaitzi lai amrina. And it's something of a problem here that we don't say a migul to be mighty. What does that mean? A migul is a certain level of proof. And that's enough. If you're tevei ami, I say, I say, you come to me with a shtar, I owe you money. I say, I paid. Migul mezuyif. I could say it's mezuyif. So, certain miguls work for me to not have to pay. Migul lahazi. But migul lahaitzi lo yamrino. We don't say a migul to be maitzi mamin. So, in the Urim V'Tumim here is matnia on this sif. What's going on here? Well, migul lahaitzi lo yamrino. What kind of migul is this? He says,
who's the muzik?
The life is masni is the muzik until Shemitah. Yes, sir. And there was a chayit. He's made that
he was a muzik
until Shemitah. Something of a taina. You hear Yossi saying that everyone agrees there was a chayit until Shemitah. So maybe he's a muzik and.
So he agrees
he's
voided.
I don't know. Is that right? Didn't he like his money? Yeah, so he doesn't meet. Yeah, okay, still the Haitzi, you mean? Still the Haitzi. Okay, I don't know what he says is that if it's a Chag Bishtar, so it could be a Balashtar is considered not a Maitzi. Because some that's Ksum Chsum Bishtar, you consider the Musik already. So the Tumim says if it's a Chag Bishtar, the one who has the Shtar is a Musik. But this is locked out by Chag Bal Peh, he belongs in Tzarchian. What? Yes, so it depends. You're thinking of Chazak de Meikara. It's sort of a. Is that the same that Migal Hoyts and Amrinon? I have to start thinking through the Gemara's cases of Migal Hoyts and Amrinon.
It's a little bit different than it was. Prusbo is not a
title. Prusbo
is not a
title
that you made.
Prusbo
is not a title.
So, but then it's not Altmigal.
Huh?
Then it's not Altmigal. But he was saying there's no one in
the
Kachatayna. I understand, but over here,
he says,
what?
He's saying
there was a Tanai, he's believed with Amigo. That means normally he wouldn't be believed to say it. But he's believed because he has the Amigo. So the question is why the Amigo would work. So I don't know, I think in looking Gro Nun Ches, is he saying something? It's always hard to figure out the Gros. And he's definitely saying something. Gro Nun Ches? The Gros says everything in five words, right? Here's the kasha, says the Teretz. The b'makim chazaka amrina migu af lahaitzi. You see what Ephraim was saying? B'makim chazaka amrina migu af lahaitzi. What does that mean? B'makim chazaka maybe means like you're saying chazaka leishavik heteri of avid isura. Even though you need the other person to agree, it's not a real leishavik. B'makim chazaka amrina migu af lahaitzi. So he's answering the Tumim's kasha, but. The Tumim also is matmiha. What does it mean? I can't do it unilaterally. A prozak do unilaterally. A tana, you have to agree. What are you talking about? I can still do it unilaterally. You tell me, lend you money. I say, I'll lend you money. I'm an asher tashrusaini. You say, I don't agree. So, what am I going to say? Have a good day. No? It is, so the Tumim asks, it is unilateral. Why can't I just say, the Sma said you can't do it unilaterally. Tonight I have to get you to agree. A prozbo I can do on my own. No, I have to get you to agree. So we have to get you. I don't have to get you to agree. You don't agree. Go somewhere else.
I didn't agree. Now you just.
So why would I lend it to you?
You left it to me.
Why would I? Why would I lend it to you if you don't agree to the tonight? But tonight has to be made at the time and alone. I went to borrow it. I'm shopping for a Shemitah Mishamah Tikkalon. Okay. Could be. Okay. Okay, so these are, I guess, the Chayshim Mishpat Sifim. Lamed Hay continues it. Haitzi Prozbol, Sif Lamed Hay, next page. Haitzi Prozbol, V'toyein Hanitva V'oma Mal V'zush Oiteveya Acha Prozbol Zeh Haisa. If I have a prosbul, and you say the loan took place post-prosbul, after the prosbul was done, hateveya neman. Shilu am a prosbul hayalai va'avad neman. You could have gotten away by saying, I had a prosbul and I lost it. It's also a migul. So I could say that the loan was before the prosbul. V'afa pi she'inanu yoidim z'man ha-prosbul sha'avad. If we lost it, I wouldn't have known this man. The person can't tie it, it happened later. So again, we all do a prosbul the last minute. Because the prosbul is only chal on chayvs that predate the prosbul. So if you do a prosbul with Shchedish Elul, and then during Elul you make loans, the prosbul doesn't cover it. So here the Leiva says, you have a prosbul, this loan was post-prosbul. and the other person says it was pre-prosbul. He's nemur amigu. He could have not had the prosbul, and he would say prosbul hayaliv nevad on erev Shoshana. So memele he's nemur to say I have a reshchaydish el prosbul, and this predated the prosbul, and he's believed. Okay, so basically what we learn in these Yusifim is that as a rule, the malva has an emanis, and then shalma yisrael, and everything's good. Okay, now. No, see, he has a migu that he has to have a taina. A taina without a migu without a taina doesn't work. So you have to have a taina, and that taina is nemu with a migu. So I'm tining that loan was pre-prosbul. The prosbul was rechaydisha elul, but I lent you money before that. The other person says no, the loan was after rechaydisha elul. So who's believed? So Chazal say that I'm believed that it was pre-prosbul with a migu. If I agree it was post-prosbul, migu is not going to help me. Right, because if I'm chayy, if the prosbul was too early, so what's the migu?
So they argue when the loan was done,
and he says was that's the language, right? Malvezu acha prosbul ha'isa.
Yeah, the
everything I had to be before Rosh Hashanah, because only Rosh Hashanah is mishamit, right? So it had to be, everyone agrees, the loan was before Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah would be Mishamit if not for the prosbul. They're arguing if the loan was prior, pre-prosbul or post-prosbul.
Now, if we have the prosbul, there's no
vacancy. So that is a separate discussion in the Paiskim. We said before, a prosbul that's a Shtar Me'ocher is possible. If it has no Zman at all, then Chalukei Deis in the Paiskim if it's a Kasher prosbul or not. We're Makbet to write a Zman. Okay, normally a shtar without a zman is it's still in the shtar.
Why doesn't
Well, he doesn't use the word migu, but he says migu. He says she'ilu ama prosbul hayalai. That's migu. Yeah, that's migu. What?
When he gives the loan, does it make shtar? It makes shtar of lending. So you start that. Tell you what they did.
Okay, Rabbi Kivega here points out, if you tevea the loan without a shtar, the other person has a migo of parati. It has to be, you have proof that there was a loan. If you come without a shtar, the leiva could have said parati, and then he's never to say that this loan was post-prosbul. Rabbi Kivega, on the other side, going up to here, makes that point. It had to be, there was a shtar.
Prosbul's an existing loan.
Yeah, only a princess. Right, there's an old, the old kasha. If you hold bari v'shema, bari yadif. Why doesn't the shema have a migu? We could have said he's a bari. Bari v'shema, bari yadif. Right? If I say I know something, you say you don't know, so I win the din tyra. Bari v'shema, bari yadif. Why don't we give the shema a migu? He could have said he's a bari. He said I don't know. He could have said I do know. So it's really a klutz kasha. A shema as a migu of a bari gets a nemanis that he's a shema. Right? What's a migu? It gives you a nemanis what you're saying. So bari v'shema, bari. So shema said, migu, I could have said a bari. Good, you have the migu. So now we believe you, you're a shema. So you have a nemanis that you're a shema. Right? Well, what's a migu? Migu means we trust you. So you're saying, I don't know. Okay, you have a migu, we trust you, you don't know. What's that going to do for you? It doesn't do anything to you. So,
well, the whole thing
is, you know, the shtar, not know about that. Unless both shtaras are dated the same day, and they could argue it was pre-prosbul or post-prosbul. You could have hecha tensa.
But,
okay, now we come to the meat of the simon. This is, next sif is halacha l'maisa. We're done. We finished all Hilchos Shmitas Kesafim. And now it happened. You lent someone money, you didn't do a prosbul, and he's coming to pay you. So listen to what it says here, and it needs a good explanation. Bottom line, Hamarze Chayv Sh'over Lo Shvius. Someone comes and he pays you a Chayv after Shemitah. What do? Yayma Lo Yamalva Mishamit Ani. Ukvar Niftarta Mimenu. You say to him, Shemitah passed, Mishamit Ani. Omar loy, if the loy says afal pikein, ritzayni shetakabel, you say, I want to pay you anyway. You kabel mimenu, take it from him, val yom loy, but don't say b'chayvi ani noisalach. Don't say I'm paying you up the loan. Ela yom loy shalihem b'matan ani noisalach. What? In other words, you owe me money and you come to pay me. I say Mishamirani. You say Afal Pikain. Afikain what? You say Afal Pikain, you want to pay the chayv, I can't take the money. You say Afal Pikain, I want to give you a present so that that you could do. Well, what's the chiddush if you want to give me a present? Huh? You know, my father, before he died, my father told me, he has a place, a piece of paper, everyone owes him money. He says, Michael, all of them, except one person is a wealthy guy, everybody else is Michael. They're all poor people. So that's what he told me. So during the Shiva, somebody came to pay me. He said, you know, I owe your father money, and I said, you know, my father was Michael. He said, I hope he came. He said, you know, I want to pay anyway. So I told him, look, my father was Michael, Mechilas Chal Bal Karchai. You can't, the Mechilas Chal without, the Gemara, the Shulchan says, Mechila ain't Tzarech Kinyan. You don't need a Kinyan. You're Michael, it's off. So you want to give me a gift? A different question. Right? Give me, I think it was $5,000. You want to give me a present? You can give me $5,000. But it's not paying up the chayv. That's what I told him. First I asked him, is Michael all poor people? Are you a poor person? So he laughed, you know. He said he probably qualifies. And I told him, why give me a gift? Give me a gift. But it's not a... So he said, yeah, it's not holding by giving me a gift of $5,000. So that was the last I heard of him. But my question is... Ramayshin is, what's going on with this? This is a Sifri Shulchan Aruch? That if a person wants to give you money, he doesn't have to give you, you can take it? Or this is a Sifri Shulchan Aruch? What's going on here? So what's going on with this? What? Right. So I say Mishamirani.
And now he's trying to get around it and pay the money.
Yeah. So what's the chiddush? You want to give me money? Give me money. Well, it's a gift. Now if you say, I'm paying the chayv anyway, I'm not supposed to do that. So it has to be a saying, I want to give you a present. So unless, like they say, maybe it's a chiddush that's not ribbis, that's the chiddush. What? Give me double, yeah. But originally it was a loan. The loan ended. It's not a pirayin of a loan. So what's the chiddush here? What? So that's what Moshe says. Okay, we'll see. I want to explain that. Let's just finish. We're not done. 1 minute. When we're building a sif, it gets more interesting. We're building a sif. Okay. If he comes to pay the chayv and he didn't say what he had to say, so here we have a case. I said mishamirani, and you're giving me the money, but you're not saying it's a gift. I have to connive to squeeze it out of you. I'm allowed to try to squeeze it out of you. To say it's a matana, v'im loy amar lo yekabel mimenu. He doesn't say it's a matana. Don't take it. Look and listen to this. Ella yita ma'isa v'yelechloi. Ella, what should he do? Yita ma'isa v'yelechloi. He says I can't take your money. Zok to shach yud aleph. V'savi midvarm. So here I'm the lender. You're the borrower. You came. I said mishamidani. So you said, oh, that's great. Mishamidani. You didn't say afal pikein. Well, you say, I want to pay you the chayv. I say, can't take money for a chayv. And you don't say, it's a matana. Zokt shach yod aleph. M'sayim yudvarim. Ayim bebach. Liyash yipirish rashi. Depirish. Af yochal litloysay say, sheyoymer afal pikein. Ayin sham. Remember the Gemara says Tuluya Vizav in Zvina Zvina. Tulu means you pressure him. You put pressure on him. Rashi says means you hang him up on a tree. You don't let him down until he agrees. Until he says so. You know what he says? If Yochel literally says Sishem Afal Pikein, someone comes. I say Mishamadani. He says good. I lock the door. I say I'm not letting you out of here until you say Afal Pikein. So Rashi says you're allowed to do it. Vamekel Kuraj as Viniskar. Mishamadani. Okay, so I can't take it. He says, no, he's telling him, I want you to say it's a gift. He said, not a gift, I'm giving pay it to Chai. No, I lock him in the house, I say, until you tell me Alpha PK, I'm not letting you out of here. I'll tell you, it's a Gemara. Listen to the Gemara. This is the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Zayin. That's the source of this. There was a man named Abba Barman Yume who owed money to Rabba. Now, Rabba and Shas was a poor fellow, and he owed money to Rabba. And he comes to Rabba, and he says, I want to pay you. And Rabba said, Mishamitani, Shemitah passed. So Abba Bar Yume said, wonderful, and he went home. So the Gemara says, Abaya saw Rabba, he looked depressed. He said, what happened? He said, you know, I told Abba Bar Yume Mishamitani, and he said, wonderful, he went home. So Abaya went running after Abba Bar Yume. He says, Abba Bar Yume, do you know, if you had said to Rabba, Afal Piken, he would have taken the money. So the Gemara says, oh, I didn't know that. He went back, and he said, Afal Piken, and he gave him the money. So the Gemara says, Omar Loi, after the story, he said, Loi havadaita da'atsurba me'rabona me'ikara. This man wasn't thinking. The Rashi has two pshat, either Abaya said it or Rabba said it. But either way, Loi havadaita, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't thinking. What was he thinking? I said, Mishamin, and he goes home? Like the Gemara says, Balash and Pella. So you and I, we learned this Gemara, what's going on here? There's a rule of Shemitah, Shemitah is Mishamin. So why, what did Abba Yehuda do wrong? What did he do wrong? So here is a sadistic machlaikis, and you'll see very big nafkamina for all of us la halacha. There's the clare that I mentioned to you in the beginning. If when Shemitah passes, it's what we call afkata de malka, the Torah makes the chayiv non-existent. Or if it's afkata de gavra, the person has a mitzvah, the chayiv exists, and the person has a mitzvah. Ramesha nems on in a very strong lashon in the Dibris Maisha there in Gittin that there is no afkata demalka. The Torah is not mafkia. This sif would make no sense. The story of Rabbi Yumi would make no sense. If the chayv is puff, the Torah made it ice chayv, it makes zero sense. How in the world would it make sense that I have a daite da'agavra that the man wasn't thinking? What do you mean he wasn't thinking? The Torah said it's ice chayv. He said, well, he has every right to say I'm going home. So Ramesha says, now the Michas Chinuch declares if it's afkata de malka or afkata de gavra, Ramesha writes that it's clear from here that it's afkata de gavra. The chayv exists and there's a mitzvah to be mishamit the chayv. Still, there's a mitzvah to pay. What? Even though you're mishamit, I'm still going to pay. Yeah. Now, the language, you shouldn't say afal piken and pay my chayv, doesn't fit perfectly with that. You say, but he's saying, afal piken, I'm not paying us my chiyah for my chayv, I'm paying. Ramesha writes this in a very strong way. He has a raya from the Tumim. The Tumim says that Shemitah's Mishamit, a chayiv, is not Mishamit, a chayiv of a cherishite of a cotton. A cherishite of a cotton is owed money. How could it be owed money? Either he inherited a chayiv from his father, or he lent and then became a shaita. But he's owed money, and Shemitah comes. So the Tumim says that cotton la bar me'a mevin mitzvahu, ketanam anachayiv and mitzvahs, you have to pay. Now, so the chayv is puffed, the chayv is gone. Why would you have to pay? Vaistais, really you have to pay. He has a mitzvah to say Mishamirani. And since he has a mitzvah to say Mishamirani, therefore the Shemitah, if he has that bar mitzvah, then Shemitah is not Mishamet.
But the last
one is Mishamet.
Why is there
a mitzvah? The Seaf al Pikain? Because the Chayv is really in existence. Mishamet Ani means he's saying that I can't, I can't collect. I have no right to collect. Mishamet Ani. That's what it sounds like.
Is that like Michael?
What? Not really, because he's not Michael. He really would like to have the money. But you know, Rabbi Moshe writes that Rabba looked so happy to be Mishamit, so Abba Rabbi Yumi didn't chap that he really wants the money. It was such an opportunity. It's such a great opportunity. Look at this, I have a mitzvah, Mishamit Ani. It was so Malei Simcha, it looked like he wasn't interested in the money. And that's why he went home. That's where Rabbi Moshe writes there in the... in the Tshuva. The wife heard that. Shechianu.
Okay.
I don't think he talks about law. He's going on the Gemara. It's in the Divrei Maaseh. The Lashon Matana.
How can you say, even though Rav was the God of Ador, even though it's Zug Merbonim?
He shouldn't have looked. Rabbi Moshe tried to explain that Abba Rabbi Yumi would have said Afal Pi Kain, but he looked so happy. You know, when I heard this this thing about Rabbi Moshe, there's the Tziyunim here, Chaim Kanievsky, on this Sif, he writes that he writes about the Chazon Ish, that that somebody, it was once after Shemitah, and the Chazon Ish went to pay somebody. Here it is. He idu amar and zal. Somebody said testimony about the Chazon Ish. Hirzel echad chayv achashvius. He went to pay someone back after Shemitah. Varmer mishamirani. So Chazon Ish is supposed to say. So he says, v'not amar and hamoyis bechazara v'loyam alei afal pikein ki hikur bai shemitzayin lekay mitzvah Shemitah's ksafim. He saw at him that he was so happy to become the mitzvah, so he didn't give him the money. So, first of all, it's funny because Rabbi Moshe says that was the story of the Gemara. That he, but what does that mean? Hikar by Shavitzayin al-Kaim. But wasn't he Mekayim it anyway? Huh?
If anyone doesn't write a personal today, so obviously he understands
that he's Meichel. He's giving him a shaman. Okay, right? Some people write prosbuls, they don't realize that a loan after the prosbul is not included. That does happen sometimes, yeah.
Because he's not numbed enough when the lender is lending before Shemitah, he expects to get it back. Shemitah, not Shemitah, will do a prosbul. If he says, Mishamita, he's not expecting the other guy to say, okay, thank you, bye. He's not expecting that. He's expecting to say he wrote something. Otherwise, would he have really made a loan?
I'll tell you where it comes up. Is someone want to say something?
I think also it's different to know if it's a wealthy person or not. Maybe I don't. You want a loan to be repaired?
I don't know. I've heard that loans are loans and donations are donations. There's something to it.
Yes.
People shouldn't borrow money because they want to get a donation. A loan is a loan and donation is a donation. It's two different things.
Especially when you're collecting for a most.
Unfortunately. The Narochan Knievsky, fresh mention Rabbi Yaakov in the Emes Liakov and Gittin, holds the same as Rabbi Moshe, that the Iker is that's Avkata the Malka, and there is a Yorei, Avkata the Gavra, sorry, that he holds the same, and there's a Yoreim that says some Beferish, at least one Rishon says Beferish that the Torah knocks it off. Narochan Knievsky doesn't pass in that way. Listen, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Nemzon, it's Avkata de Malka. He says, Lufize, listen to this. Oysar Anoshim Shalavo Mois, mi perke oil. Somebody who borrowed money from a Friar Yid. Bamav Shokach, Litoivai. And the lender doesn't remember. Ain't Sarach Laidiai. Velay Levi Mois. Shepark Pokachaivai. The Ravi Shaitim Chalkin Ali Yereim. So, if it happens that you borrowed money from Friar Yid, he didn't write a prosbul, and now he forgot. If you remember, he's going to force you to pay anyway. But if he otherwise, so he says, you don't have to pay him. That's a halbitzar. Listen to what he says, Vaitim. Im shomu es achayv. There's a frayid, and he doesn't know anything about Shemitah. He says, pay me. He forced him to pay. He became a Baal Tshuva. Sarach lahazer es kol ha-mois to have lay gezel gomor. What he says. A Baal Tshuva has to go back, and all the money that Shemitah passed that he collected, he has to pay back because he's a ganib. He's a gezel gomor. And he has more chayim. He talk in sheva loy v'loymer afal pikein. And a friar, he don't say afal pikein. Kimish shamava over al iser. The ma was over al iser. He took the money from you. Yeah, shol esakin iser. He should pay you back. That's a tough shita. He says, I mean, imagine if a person's business is money lending and he becomes a batshuva. You tell him, you know, let someone else be a batshuva. It's going to cost you a lot of money. Now, Ramesh says, beferish not like this. Ramesh says that if you paid, you paid. You really owe the money. He missed the mitzvah. He missed a lot of mitzvahs. About Shuvah. He missed the mitzvah. Say b'shamid ani. You don't got it. You know. You don't have to give the money back.
Wouldn't it be much easier for the lawyer to say, "I want to pay back the money"? You just say these words, and the money's right here. It's not a block. Just say the words b'shamid. Says b'shamid. Okay, here it is. I'll be here.
Okay, Lubavitch is going to run around getting people to do that. It's okay. What? So it's hard to know where we plug in that Takanas HaShavim. It would seem to make sense here. But he doesn't mean it was his business. I'm saying it was just a lot of money. He means in a case where a person borrowed. So really what happens here, we come to the end of Hilchos Shemitah, we're left hanging with what certainly a machlokes Rishayim, and you're talking already a machlokes Lamaisa, Ramesh Rabbi Yaakov hold one way, Yibad L'chai, Rechai holds the other way, and machlokes like all the way down through the generations, what's the bottom line of everything that that we've been learning? What's the bottom line? It's the bottom line. We have Yechalukei Deis. Most people write a prosbul, it's not an issue. But at the when all is said and done, you finish the simen, after Shemitah, do you owe the money or don't you owe the money? So Ramesh is Debbie God that you owe the money. Just Sarkata the Gavri of Mitzvah Sei Mishamirani, and Reb Chaim is naming on the other way that the Chayv is puff, the Chayv is off. Now, if you hold the Chayv is off, how do you learn the Sif? Why are you supposed to say Afal Pikein? If you hold the Torah, knocks off the Chayv. So I go to pay someone. He says Mishamirani. Why do I have a mitzvah to say Afal Pikein? So Reb Chaim says why. Shane writes Lehenes Mamamin Acherim. He goes, you shouldn't want to have a handoff from other people's money. Yeah. What? What? Well, the Shulchan Aruch, you're right, just says, Amal Afal Pikein. But no, but it says the end of Shulchan Aruch, Misavim Yimei Bidvarim, Hashem Aloi Shalihein. And Rashi says, you're Tulu of his oven, you can force him to say it. So it's and that's what's mashed from a Dabba Bar Miyumi case in the Gemara. So it's a little unclear. Now I should point out that what we said earlier, Migula Haitzi would be answered. Let's figure it out. Again, you owe me money, and I say, Tanai Haya Devarenu, and have a Migu, I could have said, I had a prosbul. So we're saying that's a migul lahaitzi. Migul lahaitzi is mashma that you don't owe me the money. That migul, no, forget. Migul lahaitzi means I'm believed to say that the loan was with a mishamirani and not without a mishamirani. That means to say that with what I'm saying, I'm maitzi mamin, that otherwise I can't be maitzi. According to Ramesha, I'm really entitled to the money in all cases. You have a mitzvah say to say mishamirani. I'm always entitled to the money. I'm not really a migul lahaisi, because it's a migul to remove the mitzvah say of mishamirani. Not really a migul lahaisi, because you owe the money either way. So on the one hand, the migul makes more sense. On the other hand, the gross said it's a migul lahaisi. So it becomes, it's funny, after all we learn, all these halachis, we end up with a lack of clarity on this last main nekuda. Let's just learn the last two sifim. Shtar chay shavar lav shvius, v'loy nechtov lav prosbo, maitzin shtar mei amal v'lahaz alalayva. Not only when Shemitah passed, without a prosbul, you can't collect. But we also take the piece of paper away from the malva and give it back to the laiva. The reason could be because we don't want any problems later. Or it could be, I think this man says, the paper belongs to the laiva. Who writes a shtar by a loan? Who pays the bill for writing the shtar? The laiva. The laiva has to pay. This is where we know that reimbursing expenses is not ribis. If let's say you want to borrow money from me, and I say, I don't have cash, if you take me, give me a ride to the bank, I'll lend you the money. So he says, take a taxi. I take a taxi to the bank to get the money to lend him. So I'm allowed to ask back the money for the taxi ride. Or if there's a fee for taking out the money, I can ask for that money back. Any expense related to a loan, you could take back. Because the loiva is the one who pays the lawyer's fee for the documents, a loan document, or if you're the lien. You tell someone, I'll only lend money if you give me a lien on your property. I think it's a 1% mortgage tax, right? So you got to pay 1% of whatever it is. So it's a $100,000 loan. You have to pay $1,000 to file a lien. So the loiva is allowed to pay that. That's not ribis, because the loiva is responsible for the expenses of the chayv. Sifla b'ches, habaych eshtachayv l'chavei, right? Somebody who sells a shtar chayv to someone else. New case. The halacha is you could sell shtar chayv. The halacha recognizes sale of debt, the sale of bonds. In other words, someone owes me money. I have a note. Someone owes me $1,000, payable in a year. I don't want to wait a year for the $1,000. So now I can go to the lender and say, give me $900 and I'll be meichel the... I mean, I could go to him and say, give me 900. It's not ribbis for carrot. But if he doesn't want to pay early, I'm allowed to sell the note at a discount. What's happening when I sell the note at a discount? You give me $900, and you're getting $1,000 back at the end of the year. So you're making 11% on your money. What? So the Rambam calls it a dover hanira karibis vein ribbis. It's not ribbis. Because the halacha recognizes paper or debt as something that can be sold. Something that you could sell.
It's not
Mavla Levi
either.
So what?
It's not Mavla Levi either. It's not Mavla Levi either.
It's not. Well, the way it is, because I'm saying, give me 900 now, and I'll give you 1,000 at the end of the year. Now, I'm the Mavla, right?
The third person.
Yeah, but you remember, if we wouldn't recognize that you could sell paper, what you're really doing is saying, I'll give you 900, and when he pays you the 1,000, give it to me. So I'm giving you the 1,000, you're giving me 900. And that's why it's the Varma Nir in Karibis. So if you do sell a shtar chayv, v'akachavrov shmita, eila lekeach chayzer l'beicher. The chayzer lekeach goes to the beicher and says, hey, what'd you do to me? Reimburse me my money. No, halekeach pasha me'atzmai, shleos a prosbul. Lekeach should have made a prosbul. He becomes, the chiddush is, he becomes the debtor, he becomes the lender. V'kfar ovalov shmita k'shemachrei. If Shemitah passed, there was already the Shamit, Tayin Lelekeah, Shabbat Chayolei Prozbol. We tied it for Lekeah, the Prozbol, he had a Prozbol, Va'avad. Im Hayda Amaycha Shalai, Chayolei Prozbol. Im Eilei Nechasa Meidei Naman. If he says, I had no Prozbol, he's not believed people have a Prozbol. Unless, Yeshlei Nechasim, if he could pay him back, it's a Mekatos, he's going to pay him back, Naman V'niftar Halayva V'amaycha Yisham Lelekeah. So if he could pay him back, so he's Naman, because it's a Mekatos, and I'll pay back. If he can't pay, so he's big mopsid, the buyer, someone bought a note. And the seller is saying that it was Shemitah's Meshamit. So in such a case, if he'll reimburse him, he's Naman. If he won't reimburse him, then he's not Naman. Okay, so this is the halacha. I want just in finishing up... these halachas to read you the Rambam. This is one of the most difficult loisa says in the whole Torah. Mishenimnam lahalves es chaveire kaidim shmita. Someone comes, he wants to borrow money from you, erev shmita, and you don't want to pay, lend him. Shemi yisachar achayv shalai v'yishamet. You're afraid shmita will knock it off. Now, of course, you can write a prosbul. But let's say for whatever reason there won't be a prosbul. I don't want to lend him money. I did a prosbul in the morning, and now he's coming to me to borrow money. I know Shemitah is going to come. Ovar beloy saseh. Shenemar hishamalacha v'chet gadolhu. Shariyisil of Torah b'shnei lavim. Shenemar hishamalacha pen. Hishamar is one lav, pen is another lav. It's a double pella that why. I'm telling the truth. I'm gonna lend the money today. Now, if I'm smart, I say I'm not sure I touch me tiny or I do a prosbol. But all else being equal, why? I don't understand it. It's yeh davar levavcha b'liyal leima karvish das hashmita. I don't understand. The man comes to me for $1,000 loan. I'm not ready to give him a gift. I know I lend him the money. There's a good chance shmita will be mishamit. So why? Why you know like? Call it what it is. I mean, it's a high risk loan. Very hard to understand. I'm not supposed to refrain from lending him. Reb Chaim writes, "A filib is manazeh shemitah drabanan. Makamaka nimna mal halvayz im neah shemitah yeshayim shayve isa deraisim." It is. Nowadays shemitah could be drabanan. Still, if you don't lend the money because you're afraid shemitah will be mishamit, that's an isa deraisim. Very difficult to understand. Now, Lamaisa, you'll say, I'm a Nashalai Tashmitaini, and it won't be a problem. Tashmit Bishriyas. You'll write a Prozbul. But this is one of the hardest lavim in the Torah. And I don't know. He says, Hiftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam, Hiftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'schai Mitzazu, by Lamazah, Shenema, Glalazah, Adavazah, Yavarechacha, God will pay you back. And Reb Chaim says, Avagav, B'schai Mitzah, by Amalekah, Kad Hiftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishalam Gam, by Lamazah. Okay. Give him a loan and he won't pay. Okay, we finished the halachas of shmitas k'safim. I want to tell you what I'd like to do. We've gone through most of Yeridaya, at least certainly. Probably we did go through most of Yeridaya over the 30 years that we're doing this, and I don't think halachas shchita or treifas is suitable for a Sunday morning. But thinking is to try to start malicha. We did once. You don't remember it? If you want, we can do halachas malicha. If you want, we can start Eben Ezer. The beginning of Eben Ezer and the first five simanim, right? Hilchasichos, a lot of juicy stuff. But we'll do a start siman aleph in Eben Ezer. We'll see how it goes. And what Chayshim Mishpat doesn't go for once a week because it's such a hemshach that it's very hard. You know, it takes a whole they learn Tais Nesivis and then you have to. So we'll start Eben Ezer siman aleph next week. You have an Eben Ezer at home and the binding is not worn out by any chance. So bring it. You can leave it in the office from week to week.